Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Fire Chief Jim Mitchell to talk about how area emergency personnel can come together to benefit the community. Chief, a recent incident left a great impression on you and really showed how well area emergency personnel can work together. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and it really doesn't matter if it's a large incident or a small incident. When we go out the door, whether it's for fire or an EMS call, every call, if it's in the city, the police department shows up. We have police officers on scene. They help us with carrying our bags in. They'll help us carry bags out. They'll help move patients. And the same thing's true out in the township or out in the county. We get called out and deputies are right there, whether it's traffic control, crowd control, or helping with actual patient care, holding IV bags in the air, lifting the patient, etc. So it's a well-oiled machine, the team that we have between law enforcement, fire, and EMS. I can't say enough good about it. And I'm really impressed with that. You know, I've worked in a couple other communities where law enforcement and fire EMS worked together, sometimes when they had to, but not all the time. And I'm appreciative of the fact that our law enforcement, whether it be the sheriff's office or the police department, they're out there for us and they work well with us. And there's no power issues. It's not who's in control. It's how can I help? And as a fire chief, I certainly appreciate that. And I think it's definitely a story worth telling to the community, just in the fact that they're getting the best service possible because of it. And in today's incident, you know, law enforcement was on scene. We had two police officers arrived, sheriff's office arrived to help out. We thought we was going to fly the patient. We took the patient out to the airport to meet Mercy One. We found out once we got there that they had to burn some fuel off to lower the weight of the helicopter. One of the Knoxville employees, the nurse anesthetist for the Knoxville Hospital, showed up to help us out. Didn't have to do that, but he did because he's trying to take care of us. Once we found out they had to fly and burn some fuel off, we went back to the hospital. The ER staff and my team meshed together. They worked hand in hand. The patient got the best possible care that they could get because two, three, four teams gelled together and worked together. That's an awesome service that this community gets. And I'm not sure that unless you actually use our service and get to see that machine in action, you wouldn't know that. And for those that haven't used our services or law enforcement services, I guess I think the stories we're telling, so they know that should the need arise, they will have the best service possible given law enforcement and fire EMS.
And it's got to be satisfying for you as well to know that these people got your back. You and your people here at the fire department and the rescue team are able to get that kind of support from the other services that are available within Marion County and within Knoxville as well.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, we've seen the movies Backdraft and some of those movies that have identified the whole brotherhood, sisterhood of the fire service. And what's satisfying to me is not only do we have that internally with the Knoxville Fire Department, when we work with our brothers and sisters over at the Rural Fire Department, I know that's true with law enforcement as well, whether it be the Knoxville Police Department or the Marion County Sheriff's Office. I know that they would sacrifice their life to save mine or any one of my people. That's pretty impressive. The brotherhood goes beyond the fire service. It's well ingrained in fire, EMS, and law enforcement here in Marion County. And I think that's a pretty awesome story to tell.
What would you recommend for anybody who would be interested in getting into a brotherhood when it comes to law enforcement or fire department or whatnot?
Well, I think for law enforcement, the reserve route is definitely a great opportunity. Either contact Chief Lasada at the Knoxville Police Department or contact Sheriff Sandholt at the Sheriff's Office. If you want to experience the brotherhood of the fire service and EMS, then contact me here at the fire station, 641-828-0586. I'll steer you in the right direction.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville, Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest Knoxville Fire Chief Jim Mitchell for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.